I leaned over Lucy and kissed her. I don't know if you can hear me, Luce, but if you can, don't be afraid. I'm doing this to help you, to give you a chance. I squeezed her. Then I picked up my leather jacket and turned out the overhead lights. I turned on a lamp, casting shadows across the room. I left her, alone, and dying in the dark. I slung on my jacket and sat in the waiting room. I fiddled with Emery's emerald pendant around my neck, moving it left, and then right. Left, and then right. It was a nervous habit I developed these last few weeks. Irritated, I pulled my hand away from my necklace. It wasn't a safety blanket, it was just metal and rock. I checked the time anxiously. 6:45 p.m. I hauled out my phone and called Nate. Phones weren't allowed in the waiting room, but I wasn't letting Lucy's door out of my sight. I needed to know who entered it, and when. My phone rang only once before it was picked up. "Hi, Jinx," Nate answered. "I need you. Now. Can you come?" There was a heavy pause.
"I've told you, Jinx, I'm sorry, but we can't turn Lucy. She won't survive it. We can only turn healthy people."
I know, just come, okay?
"I'm in London, I'll be an hour,"
he said finally. "Bring Gatto," I ordered. I hung up without saying anything more. Now, I just had to wait.